Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
From Troy Public Radio, this is The Exchange from In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Artificial intelligence, or AI, is being used to clone voices, alter photos and video images, and write fake documents. The Better Business Bureau, serving Central and South Alabama, has been tracking money scams perpetrated using artificial intelligence. Mondy Donaldson joins us with advice to help consumers sort through what is real versus AI. Mondy Donaldson, welcome back to Troy Public Radio for The Exchange from the Better Business Bureau.
Always great to be with you and your listeners, Carolyn.
Mondy, we are hearing a lot about AI, artificial intelligence, and how it is impacting consumers. What can you tell us?
It is everywhere, and we see it in the national news. We see it in the international news. We see it in Alabama. And unfortunately, AI is here to stay, and we just need to learn how to cope with it, how to challenge it, and how to tell what is real and what is fake when it comes to pictures or phone calls or social media or emails.
Speaking of phone calls, I understand that there is voice technology that sort of copies your voice. And if you happen to be, say, a grandmother or someone like that, and you get this phone call, fill us in on what that does.
That's exactly the one we've seen the most in Alabama, where an elderly grandparent, well, you're at home, you receive a phone call from a family member in an urgent situation like an accident or a medical emergency. And the person on the phone sounds just like your grandchild. They use phrases or things from dialogue you use, and they convince you to pay them with a thing like Venmo or PayPal or go to some digital wallet payment. And then the money is gone, and of course, the person is fine all along.
So what you're saying is that the scammer will create a situation of urgency, and usually you're saying it involves a request for money, right?
That's exactly right, but they're also using a voice. They've somehow copied the voice of a loved one, whether it may have gotten it from a TikTok video or even a video that one of your grandchildren may have even posted on Facebook. The sophistication in these software companies to mimic voices, that is what is causing the uptick in these types of scams.
What should you do if you get an urgent request for money from a person you think is your relative?
The first thing is you resist the urge to act immediately, and you go back and call the person yourself. Call your grandchild yourself. Call the mother or the father of that grandchild. Never call back the number provided with the caller ID or the caller themselves. And then sometimes even ask questions that would be hard for an imposter to answer. Don't send money if you're in doubt. That's a big red flag if somebody is really pushing you to send money right away. And sometimes, Carolyn, we actually see this too in the workplace environment. We have so many people working from home. And so they get a call they think is from their boss asking them to pay a fake invoice. Since COVID, we've seen this more and more and more. And there again, how a business owner can combat that is by training their employees to have some two-step verifications and make sure they confirm all the payments and change the orders with the person themselves and not just rely on an email or a voicemail, but talk to their supervisor themselves before transferring any money, any bill, or any money that just comes out of the blue.
What are some of the other examples of AI that the Better Business Bureau is seeing?
Okay, the other one is a little bit different. It's more pictures. It may be an email. But sometimes these people, with the elections coming up, scammers are using technology to mimic candidates' voices to sway voters or drum up donations. Talk about the pictures and the emails right now. But there again, look for typos. Watch out for incorrect and outdated information. Many AI bots are trained on limited data sets, and therefore sometimes the write-ups are a little out of date. Look for repetitive words. And there again, when in doubt, if you see something in an email or somebody sends you a picture and says, oh my goodness, something's wrong with this person, call back and verify it from another source.
So back to these voices, how can you tell if it's a fake voice versus a real voice?
The inflections, the accent of the person. If you listen carefully, I think you will find some kind of a rhythm to it that's more like a robot. But as we know, so many of these, let's say the political candidates, so many people are now comedians, different people can do impersonations, so they can sound just like somebody calling you saying, this is so-and-so, please support me for president or for U.S. Senate or Congress. And you really think it's a legitimate person. And of course, it's a fake website, just where somebody is taking the technology and they're making it sound so real.
What can you tell us about photo images in AI?
That's the one that's been in the news quite a bit lately with Kate Middleton from Great Britain, where actually the picture, there was a lot of doctoring to the picture done. So you need to look for things like, see if you believe what's in the picture, look and see if the hands are not right. Things placed in a different, maybe there's not enough fingers. It's more like the hands that are the big clues, but sometimes you'll even see something doctored where the picture was placed earlier in a legitimate source, and then they've replaced it in an illegitimate as well. So there again, just look for things that don't look quite right and look for it in another source.
By any chance, does the Better Business Bureau have educational materials about AI on your website?
They certainly do. Our bbb.org/news on how to spot ChatGPT in their scams, how to spot social media scams, how to verify that a photo or video is authentic. Their tips like do a reverse image search to see if you can find that same image somewhere else. But there are all sorts of great tips on the BBB website. And there's always scam tracker too. So if you see something that is a scam or you know is wrong and you verify that it's wrong, please report to Scam Tracker so we can let other folks in Alabama know to watch out for this AI scam that we know is coming, but we want to try and be prepared for it.
That's excellent advice. And going back to your earlier reminder, watch out if the other party is asking for money. That's a big red flag.
That's right. And ask questions of the caller that really nobody else would answer. And one more thing I would say is secure your accounts, whether it's a personal call or whether it's a work at home. You know, set up some multi-factor authentication for email logins and other changes in email settings. Always ask about customers, employees, or vendors. Don't be afraid to ask. I think your boss would appreciate you taking another minute or two verifying information and giving some away the company's money without a hesitation at all.
Well, I want to thank you, Mindy, for all of these red flags and precautions, because AI is the hot topic these days. And thankfully, the Better Business Bureau serving Central and South Alabama is on the case.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
That was Mindy Donaldson, Vice President of the Better Business Bureau, serving Central and South Alabama. More information about how artificial intelligence, or AI, is being used to scam consumers can be found at the website bbb.org. Thanks for joining us today for The Exchange on In Focus, which is a podcast on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.